And he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them. They all drank. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant." Recognize those words? Recognize the actions? It's what we do every week. Every time we gather together, celebrate Eucharist. We celebrate the presence of our Lord. Week after week after week. It's day in, day out, parcel stuff of being a disciple. Gathering together as the body of Christ, celebrating the body of Christ. Do you ever find it monotonous? You ever sit out there and a little bored? We did this last week. Ever said out loud or quietly to yourself, "I'm just not getting anything out of this"? I will admit, sometimes running on autopilot, making my way halfway through the Eucharistic prayer and saying, "Did I do the consecration or not?" I'd rather be playing golf. It's a beautiful day. After all, I went to Mass last night. I had a tremendous revelation about what we do as we gather together to celebrate about 10, 11 years ago. Now, I've mentioned this before. 11 years ago, I took a leave of absence from the priesthood, told the bishop, "You can't pay me enough to put up with this." And left. Went and played juvenile probation officer. Now, I had stayed connected with Bishop and with the diocese, did everything that they asked while I was away. So that when I finally realized, "You're a priest," and wanted to come back, very, very easy, Bishop said, "Wonderful, I got a place for you." But during that year away, very good experience for what we do as we gather together. Because I have to tell you, I found it very, very difficult to go to Mass. I was very, very self-conscious. Very, very uncomfortable. Whenever I went, they're all staring at me. They're all talking about me. They know who I am. They know what I used to do. I didn't want to be there. I found myself that first Easter Sunday. I spent the entire morning in the parking lot of the church in my car. I just couldn't make my way into the church. It's just not comfortable. Eventually, I found myself forcing myself to go. Not to my home parish, to the next one over. And I remember finding my seat. You know how everybody finds their own seat? You sit in the same spot every week. Well, I found mine. And since I had been doing this, I knew the spot where the priest would not see me. It's not the back row. It's not off on the wings. It's about halfway back in the middle. If you don't want to be recognized, that's where to sit. But I discovered that I wasn't the only one that sat in the same spot. There was this group around me. Week after week after week, all of us together, recognizing their faces. And over time, I found that I looked forward to seeing those faces. I got more and more comfortable being in the midst of this group of people, I discovered I wanted to be there. And it hit me. That's what it means to be the body of Christ, the divine presence in the world. Because of those people, and I tell you, I can't name them. I may not even be able to recognize them at this point. But because of them, I'm here today. Because of them, I was able to get comfortable. Because of them, I was able to open myself up. Because of them, I experienced God's love, God's mercy, God's peace. Because of them, I knew the presence of Christ. And I discovered that when I go to Mass, when we gather together week after week after week to celebrate, it really doesn't matter what I get out of it. I'm not important in the celebration. The most important whenever we gather are my sisters and brothers, people sitting to my left, to my right, in front and behind. I discovered what's important is not what I get out, but what I bring to the celebration. I discovered that is what it means to be a member of the body of Christ, to build up the body by my presence, by being there. My friends, we have no clue what effect we have on another person. We have no idea what our hello, our gentle smile, our exchange of peace, just being there, what that will do for another person. How another can be open to receiving the Lord, to discovering the divine presence in a whole new way. And who are we to deny someone of that opportunity just because I'd rather play golf on Sunday morning? It's who we are, the body of Christ, building one another up, celebrating the Lord's presence by being together, dragging one another to the kingdom, sometimes being dragged to the kingdom.